Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a shorter episode, kind of because of a technical difficulty, with our Turning Point USA's own Alex Glark. We want you guys to come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit. If you are a young lady anywhere in the Dallas, Texas area or across the country, come to Dallas. It's unbelievable what our team has put together for you. It will change your life. tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS, June 2nd, June 3rd, June 4th in Dallas, Texas. The speakers are incredible. You will build friendships and relationships for a lifetime. What our team has put together will totally transform your life. 2,500 plus young women from every corner of the country. If you're in high school and you want to come, we encourage it. If you're in grade school, you want to come with your parent, it's perfectly fine. It's tpusa.com/YWLS. I think it will really blow your mind. Top conservative speakers. It's a celebration of freedom and femininity. tpusa.com/YWLS. Alex Clark will be there. Kayleigh McEnany, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Sarah Palin, Dana Lash, Ali Stuckey, Victor and Eileen Marks. tpusa.com/YWLS. While you're at tpusa.com, start a high school or college chapter today, which is one of the most important things you could do to keep on fighting for freedom, fighting for liberty on high school and college campuses across the country. tpusa.com. tpusa.com is the place where you can get engaged, get involved. It matters a lot. Trust me. Get engaged. It will change your life. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. You can email me directly, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This Common Sense is brought to you by the folks at SecondVote.com. Amazing people who are fighting back against woke corporations. Subscribe now at secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. So let's get into economics. So economics comes from a Greek term, oikos nomos, which basically means that which happens in the home, or the study of that which happens in the home. Joe Biden and his entire political party, his whole regime, they are now pushing forward an agenda that will intentionally continue inflation, even though they say it's their priority to stop it and fight it. Gas prices are hitting new records, and this comes as prices for everything from groceries to plane tickets continue to rise. Play cut 27.
And this morning, economic anxiety growing across the country. Gas prices hit a new nominal record this morning, $4.37 a gallon. This comes as prices for everything from groceries to plane tickets continue to rise. Meantime, stocks, the stock market, taking a huge hit amidst all the uncertainty.
I'm afraid it's only going to go down from here. I believe we are on the precipice of a very severe economic recession. Remember when Joe Biden says, I don't know anybody who's complained about inflation or worried about it? Well, we were on this program and we were ignored and scoffed at. I commonly tell the story of how I had a lunch with some Wall Street people about a year ago, year and a half ago, February of 2021, and I went through in great detail how I believed inflation was not just coming, but inflation was here, and I was told that, you don't know what you're talking about. We're the Wall Street guys. We look at the numbers. You're wrong. I said, look, I'm on the grassroots. I can tell you right now that there are more dollar bills than there is value. Things are about to get really bad. And of course, the experts laughed at me and literally didn't take me seriously. They thought it was a joke, and Joe Biden was right alongside with them. Play cut 29.
I don't know anybody, including Larry Summers, who's a friend of mine, who's worried about inflation.
Talk of inflation. The overwhelming consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
It's highly unlikely that's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand.
There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way.
And nobody except our program, but of course, the experts and the elites, they've been wrong about everything. Obviously, they've been... I think they've been wrong because they didn't know what they were doing? I think it's partially part of them knew exactly what was happening. Part of these people are actually legitimately stupid. If you go back into the archives of the Charlie Kirk Show 2 years ago, we were talking about inflation, about how creating money out of thin air without a correlated amount of value being created is going to create massive price spikes for everyday people. Who does Joe Biden blame? Cut 31. He says it's the ultra MAGA people. Play cut 31.
So there's a lot. It's really complicated. I'm not suggesting American people can't understand it. They understand it, but they have, you know, they're working 8-10 hours a day just to put food on the table. Let me say this carefully. I never expected the ultra MAGA Republicans who seem to control the Republican Party now to have been able to control the Republican Party. I never anticipated that happening.
Yeah, because you thought we would all go into submission post January 6th when you called us all domestic terrorists, spied on us, tried to weaken our morale. You thought the Republican Party would become a party of Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. That post January 6th, we would run to the hills and we would say, you know what? We want to sue for peace. Joe Biden, run me into the ground. By the way, that phrase ultra MAGA was workshopped for 6 months by Democrat consultants. Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Super important announcement. Look, when you swipe your credit card, you're funding liberal causes. Dozens and dozens of times a month. Every time you swipe that card, you might as well do BLM, LGBT, BLM, LGBT, Clinton Foundation. But now there's a choice. I got to know these guys. I vetted them. Check out the technology. I'm a partner with them. I'm all in. It's called COIN, C-O-I-G-N. It's a new credit card built for conservatives. I'm moving all my credit card activity under COIN. And the COIN credit card is an unlimited cashback Visa credit card that is just like every other credit card you've ever owned, with one huge exception. Every time you use the COIN card, they contribute to conservative charities that support your values. I'm using it and you should too. Remember, we have to create a parallel economy, and this is a great new option. Act now. Go to COIGN.com right now to sign up to get a conservative COIN credit card. That's COIGN.com. Join COIN and let's start spending right. Here in our new studio, what do you think, Alex?
It is so stunning. What an upgrade.
It's a lot better, right?
Love it.
We got a lot of memorabilia here. Does not play well with liberals.
That's true. He doesn't.
Scottish flag. We got all sorts of stuff here. Welcome back. So big couple weeks. We're coming to our Young Women's Leadership Summit coming up at YWLS. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So the theme this year is we're not going to take it. We are mad. This is not your mom's conservative movement. We are back with a vengeance. We want to get stuff done. No more sitting around. No more being pushovers. Conservative women are here to stay and here to play ball.
Wow.
So that is really the theme. Lots of black. I dressed on theme, black leather. Like, that is the goal. So
why is that the goal?
Well, not the goal, but that's the theme of the event.
Why is that?
Because you're like basically like badass woman vibes.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, just think fierce and leather and that kind of strong type of aesthetic.
Got it.
So,
because we need, the country's in trouble.
That's right. So, you know, we're going to be in all black, but don't get it twisted with Antifa. Not that kind of wearing all black.
Okay. So a lot of like pantsuits and like that kind of look.
No, you can wear dresses. The girls are wearing dresses. We filmed a really cool reel and TikTok this morning with a bunch of girls showing the theme, and there were sparkly black blazers with black shorts and black dresses. So you can have fun with it, but think studs and leather and black and all that kind of stuff. So you'll have to tell Erica.
All right, I will. You know, it's kind of funny that at the Young Women's Leadership Summit, the young ladies take their dress even more seriously at the Women's Summit than at SAS.
Because
most women dress to impress other women.
It's true. We really do that. And YWLS is the one turning point event that we do every year where we get to do like a different fun theme. So last year was very girly pink Barbie. And this year is the complete opposite of that.
Okay. So it's like Women Fight Back type thing.
Yes. Women Fight Back is a perfect way to describe it.
So in one of your intros of your podcast, you were talking about how like the 90s are like back and there's a lot of nostalgia for the 90s. Expand on that.
well, okay, so I just don't know how much you were in tune or paying attention to what girls were wearing in the early 2000s, but claw clips and crop tops and little braids in your hair, all of that is back in. Tiny sunglasses. Remember when everybody used to wear tiny sunglasses? That's in too.
Is that right?
Yes.
So who determines what is in exactly?
I have no idea, okay. But I'm sure it must be a West Coast thing. I feel like trends usually start on the West Coast and then they move their way over to the East Coast.
And it's just people start to see something they like or they want to resurrect it, I suppose.
Well, of course, you know, the tale as old as time with celebrities were wearing it. And so you see your favorite celebrities and influencers, and that's kind of how it's gone. But I think it's been really fun. 90s, 2000s being back in. So, you know, we'll have to get you like one of those crinkly like sports jackets, like those, you know what I'm talking about? The slinky like workout suits.
Yeah, but like the suits in the 90s were so baggy.
Yeah.
Versus today.
Don't do that. Yeah, I don't think that's in for guys.
You don't think so?
No, but like if you can get like old Lakers memorabilia and stuff like that, that's
Bulls.
Super in.
The Bulls work.
Yeah, the Bulls work. And you're from Chicago.
There we go. So what do you – so I did a poll here and actually was somewhat inspired by – I was listening to the intro of your podcast just to make sure you were plugging YWS. And you were. and so you passed. Not everyone did. So I asked the question because you got me thinking about it. The 1990s, I asked this as a poll. I want you to say agree or disagree. Okay. The 1990s were a happier, freer, better place to live than today.
Yes.
Okay. So that's 30 years ago, right? How is it that things were better 30 years? I think things are supposed to get better. What do you think that what does that tell us about where we are culturally, politically? Like, what's your thought on that?
Well, first of all, in the 90s, at least you had liberals still believing in free speech and different basic things like that. They have now, when you look at like Pew Research polling, the liberals have gone even further left, whereas conservatives have stayed relatively the same. So we've been the same for all these decades, but they have drastically changed. So, you know, that has really shifted culture a lot. And also in the 90s, I think there was a little bit more of an emphasis on family, you know, getting together, eating around the dinner table. And that's also, think about it, that was right before, you know, the social media boom and everyone having a cell phone. It was very rare for somebody to have a phone. And that has totally taken us out of being present with those that we love.
Do you think the phones and technology have made America worse? Have you made like human life worse?
Yes. And, you know, it's weird to say that because, well, both you and I, our livelihoods revolve around our presence on social media, and all my shows are on social media. So without it, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have a career. So it's tricky. But yes, I do think it has made things worse. And it's sad. I have been doing a lot of research on this, like screen time with kids and how it impacts learning development for children. I actually had a doctor. His name is Dr. Cardaris, who's going to be on an upcoming episode of The Spillover in the month of June, which is my podcast. And he is an expert on a screen addiction with children and developing brains. And he said, you would not believe the kind of stuff we're seeing with kids that are addicted to their screens, their iPads and video games, especially teenage boys. They will not even get up to go to the bathroom when they're video gaming and stuff. They'll just go and, I mean, this is disgusting, but they'll urinate in a bottle and keep it by the TV and they stay there all day long, hours and hours and hours a day, have no friendships, have zero idea how to socially interact.
Why do you think parents are putting up with this?
Because screens act like a babysitter. So one patient of this Dr. Cardaris, who I'm going to interview on The Spillover, the mother actually said, my kid needs help. He's severely addicted to video games. And so she brought in this doctor. This kid had, I can't remember what the medical term was, but he couldn't decipher what was real life and what was the video game.
Sure.
So he would look outside, like walking outside and be like, is this tree digital or real? Is what this kid was experiencing.
Wow.
So the mother brings in the doctor to help her kid. They end up basically institutionalizing him, getting him medical help to snap out of things because he thinks he's living in a game. It takes 3 months of treatment. That child gets out. He tells the doctor, you're right. I messed up. I want to get better. I want to break this addiction. I think, what should I do? The doctor says, you've got to throw away your games. You've got to go outside, play with your friends, go to the park, play basketball. You used to like to do that before you got addicted to games. The mother gets mad at the doctor, says, how dare you? I'm a single mother. I work full time at Walmart. I could barely afford to pay for these games. Now you're telling my child to throw them all away. He said, ma'am, you hired me to help your child. She said, yes, I know, but it's dangerous out there. You're telling him to go play outside.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the doctor found out that actually it was the mother who was the problem. She was completely enabling this child, and she looked at the games as a babysitter, and that it was safer for her child to spend 16 plus hours a day playing games.
16 hours a day?
Oh yeah. Not leaving. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They don't do anything. They don't leave the house. She thought that was safer and better for him than having a normal social existence outside.
Yeah. I mean, and then you add social media on top of that. I mean, so I agree. It's a fascinating thing. At YWS, we're going to talk about this. At least I will. I know you will as well. Social media has shown to damage women more. And young ladies in particular use the apps that damage them more, such as TikTok and Instagram. Is there any use that we should support of this? I mean, I don't see much redeemable value in these applications anymore.
Well, I'm going to say at least use it a little bit so you can watch Poplitics.
Yes. Look, I say this too. I mean, we both have a lot of followers and all that stuff, but I don't think it's making our country any happier.
You really should, I think, set up like a timer on your phone that will alert you. Hey, it's time for a break. It's time to go outside. It's time to do a workout. Just take a walk around. You know, I'm trying to be a lot better about that. So I think that's really good advice for anybody.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, do you see it in your female audience, like struggling with kind of social anxiety issues or with self-identification issues because of social media?
100%. I think that has played a huge role in the transgender movement absolutely exploding. And primarily, who do you see it exploding with? Is it teenage boys? No, it is teenage girls. It is teenage girls, the same girls who are susceptible to eating disorders and things like that in the late 90s, early 2000s, we're now seeing become transgender. It's a social contagion, and it's happening on internet groups. It's happening in places like Tumblr. It's happening in places like Twitter. In dark areas on Reddit. So that's where it is finding these girls. They want to belong. They want to feel part of a group. And then they're all saying that they're transgender or have some other, you know, social anxiety, depression, all of these different things. And another thing that is exploding on TikTok, you probably wouldn't know this.
I wouldn't.
But it's very cool to have DID.
What is that?
DID is dissociative identity disorder. That's multiple personalities. Wow. So pretending that you have different alters and different people talking and doing things. So you know what can happen? If you're not gay, like if you're straight, like if I'm straight, I can say, oh, well, I have, you know, a 45th personality who is a black trans, you know, lesbian or black trans, you know, whatever. So with a peg leg, I don't know. They, you know, they come up with all these different, the crazier, the better, the more disabilities or minority groups, the better. More marginalized. So they will say that their other personalities have this, and it's cool on TikTok for these girls to say this. These people do not have dissociative identity disorder. They're also saying they have Tourette's. And this doctor was talking about this, this Dr. Kardaris, who I interviewed on The Spillover. He said that all these girls are also mimicking Tourette's symptoms because you watch these people on TikTok enough saying that they have Tourette's or they have depression or anxiety or these different things, and you copy them.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's super scary. So, you know, all these people that say like, well, TikTok is super innocent. If I'm just monitoring my kid, it takes them to watch one video. They get into a yes. wormhole and they're, you know, totally they're introduced to all of this weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great parents out there that listen to our program and watch our show. But generally, I have to say, just as a society, I'm so unimpressed with parents today. They have no idea. Do you think they have any idea how dangerous these apps are?
They're going to be mad at you for saying that because you're not a parent yet.
Well, so what? I mean, I could see their kids and a lot of them are awful and screwed up and yeah. losers.
It's true. We have a front row seat at Turning Point USA to seeing kids that are high school, college age,
yeah.
hear their struggles.
Yeah. And their parents come to me and they're like, yeah, you know, my kid is addicted to a smartphone at 14. I'm like, why do they have a phone?
Right.
And they're like, well, they need a phone. No, they don't. Like, I grew up without a phone. It's great.
That's what I say, too.
I mean, don't need one. Go get a jitterbug.
I have recently just, you know, I've been thinking a lot about what I want to be like as a mom one day and all these different things. And I'm like, man, I need to live totally off the grid. My kids are going to be homeschooled, no phone.
Yep.
Like, I mean, that's kind of where I'm leaning is getting out of cities.
Oh, totally.
And doing that.
Yes. And just disconnecting from all of it. So, I mean, look, anyway, this poll's right here. It's incredible. So it's just 9,300 votes just on Telegram. 96% of people think the 90s were better than today.
And, you know, that's interesting because the 1990s, Bill Clinton was president, uh-huh. a Democrat. So what do you think about that?
I mean, politically, I think that he was actually more conservative than some Republicans are today.
That's a hot take, Charlie.
Yeah, I've said it before. Yeah. He was way more conservative than some Republicans are today.
Yeah,
he was like a conservative Democrat. He like balanced the budget. I mean, he was a scumbag, obviously, and amongst other things. But the country was just more he was pro-marriage, one man, one woman. There was no such thing as transgenderism. Like, he was really strong on crime. Like, you know, there was like these the border he would talk about, like actually having a strong southern border. All this stuff is now super controversial. But I just think more culturally and generally, the 90s, technology we had a little bit more under control. The country was just more conservative. And I miss the country, Alex, where I grew up. And the summer was like you spent on your bike.
Yeah, and catching lightning bugs.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of American Wagyu? No, it's not a superfood that will make you live forever or the name of a newest TikTok dance, terrible app. It's some of the sought-after best beef in the world, and I can get you 2 free pounds of it. Look, I had the Wagyu here. It is unbelievable. For a limited time, Good Ranchers is giving you 2 pounds of American Wagyu burgers for free with my code Kirk. I'm telling you, these burgers, if you have anyone mad at you, just give them one of these burgers. It's what I call reconciliation. That's how good these burgers are. Let me tell you, this stuff is incredible. Not only is it the best burgers I've ever tried, but my wife and I, we're even thinking about making tacos, meatballs, and producer Connor, he's cooking it at 3:30 in the morning. At 3:30 in the morning, he's cooking Wagyu. And when you add Good Ranchers Wagyu, it makes everything better. If you do not know this, Good Ranchers sells 100% American meat that is steakhouse quality. That means you can visit goodranchers.com/Kirk to get a box of American meat and get 2 pounds of free American Wagyu burgers, free shipping added to your order. Trust me when I tell you, the perfect way to kick off summer is with these burgers and everything else they sell. From boxes like the Ranchers Classic, their best-selling combo of beef and chicken, and their new prepper kit. That's right, they got a prepper kit to help you stock up on food to make sure you have the security you need. Everything is delicious and high quality. With meat prices soaring, I love that when you subscribe, you lock in the price and get $25 off every box. So as long as you're subscribed, your price will not change. 2 pounds of free Wagyu burgers and zero inflation. Just go get both with my promo code Kirk. If you don't buy the meat in your house, then tell the person who does to grab 2 free pounds of Wagyu burgers today before they're gone. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Kirk. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code Kirk.
Okay, you had a guest you want to tell us about?
Yeah, so you will be really interested in this if you are what I call a mom-servative or a dad-servative, okay. Especially. That's what I say on my shows. So basically for parents, I have a sex ed specialist or teacher that taught in elementary and middle schools for 10 years, trained by the LGBTQ lobby, also trained by Planned Parenthood on how to teach sex ed in public schools, who is going to be my guest this Friday on The Spillover. You can subscribe to that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And I am somebody who has a pretty strong stomach for disturbing stuff when it comes to kids. Like I volunteer with child advocates. That's kids who have been abused in foster care. I have to read a lot of really terrible cases. And I'm used to that. I also love true crime.
I hate true crime.
I know. I love true crime. The stuff that this woman was telling me about what she experienced and what she was teaching or taught to say to children in elementary school age even was so disturbing that I started to get physically sick. And I said, I almost have to take a break because it was so bad. And I thought if parents knew this stuff, there is no way they would keep their kids in public schools. And what's even crazier is that she was teaching in the early mid 2000s.
It's gotten worse.
It's gotten 10 times worse. Yeah. So if what she was telling me is from the early to mid 2000s, I'm like, I don't even want to know what they're saying now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was trained by Planned Parenthood to go do the sex education.
Yes.
In the schools.
Yep. And I'm just going to tell you right now that this episode that is coming out Friday, it's not for little ears, obviously.
Yep.
But as a parent, it will make you sick to your stomach and it is going to make you march into your school boards. It's going to encourage you to say, what the heck is going on? What are you teaching my children? If you've already been on the fence and you're like, I don't know if I'm the type of person who is really strong enough or confident enough to say something to my school board or ask my child's teacher point blank, what are you teaching my children about sex? This is going to change everything.
I mean, and most parents, they have no comprehension of really how bad these – I mean, I think the parents care. I think a lot – but I know some don't because even when this stuff comes out, they're like, oh, whatever. It's the experts. You know, they're teaching the stuff. But we need to have a total response to this. I mean, I see this kind of sex education curriculum that's being taught here, and it's outrageous. I mean, it's – at every corner we're seeing – kind of just the fundamental innocence of children kind of being taken at a younger and younger and younger age.
Well, let me put it this way without getting too graphic on your show and saving it for my show so they'll come listen on Friday. the stuff that they're teaching kids is it is very pretty much one and the same with what you would read in like a Cosmo magazine for an adult woman. It's not just teaching them the basics, what they try to tell parents. Oh, we're just teaching your kids, you know, what sex is, so they know.
No. Role to do that.
No. They're giving them tips on how to be better, quote yes. unquote, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It is shocking. And I'm talking about fourth graders.
I was told the other day, and I don't know if I believe it, that an average age of the first sexual encounter is 13 years old now.
Yes. And it's actually, I think it's about 8 years old for encountering pornography.
Yeah, I believe that. But like for a sexual experience, it's now 13 years old.
Yeah, I believe it.
And again, the parents are just...
Well, they're watching porn younger and younger, yes, so they want right. to act it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And hopefully, so we're going to talk about that at YWS?
No, we're going to talk about it on the spillover this Friday.
Hopefully, well, some of these themes will be talked about at YWS.
100%.
Okay, so tpusa.com/YWS, June 3rd, June 4th, June 5th.
Yes.
Right, in Dallas, Texas.
June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
June 2nd. Come June 2nd. Don't come June 3rd. Well, still come June 3rd. But okay, June 2, 3, 4, right?
Yes.
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday type
Correct.
Deal. Sunday? Half day Sunday? No?
No, I think this is a little bit shorter.
Yes.
We're jam-packing those days, though.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct.
In Dallas, Texas. So if you're anywhere in that region and you're a young woman or you're a mom, right? And your daughters,
definitely if you're a mom.
If you're a mom, you should still buy a day pass. Come. It's going to be incredible. Candace Owens will be there. You'll be there. Kaylee McEnany, so many people. It's tpusa.com/YWS. And subscribe to Alex Clark's podcast, The Spillover, and Poplitics. But the Poplitics has a podcast, sort of. It's
Yeah, you can follow Poplitics on
Spillover's
Instagram.
Spillover is more on the... And your Spillover really went up the last week.
It's doing very well.
Because this person I've never heard of, you guys talked about. Decker or something?
Yeah, we talked about Jesse James Decker. I talked to her brother. So there was a lot of tea spilled if you're into pop culture.
Never heard of these people, but congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
I think that's a big thing. So she'll have to tell me who Amber Heard is next time. All I know is I keep on seeing Jack Sparrow on my TV. And I don't know why.
And just know that he's innocent.
Okay, well then you could tell me that next time. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. It's always freedom at charliekirk.com. If you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.